Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. I hope that everyone is having an absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday season. I cannot believe that it is already December 2nd. It is the last month of 2021, and I pray that your 2021 was better than the previous year, but I also pray that your 2022 is even more amazing. Well, in today's show, which is the end of our podcast season for the year, we are going to talk about the book, I Was Scared to Death When I Died, The True Story of Brian Killebrew. Now, I have had the opportunity to talk to Brian on my radio program, which is Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, about his book. And it is a very, very interesting conversation. You know, when I get the opportunity to talk to people that have had a near-death experience, it is just something else. When I have an opportunity to talk to someone who has survived any type of trauma or they've witnessed something, it is always so interesting to hear their stories, to be able to see the growth from when it happened to where they are now and how they're able to process it and get through what has happened. Now, if you want to hear Brian talk in his own words, you can find that interview on, again, my radio program is Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. You can find that on any of the streaming platforms. We're on Pandora, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, so on and so forth. So whatever your streaming platform app is, find Daily Spark with Dr. Angela and look for episode 396. It is Brian Killebrew is a part of episode 396. And you can hear me talk to Brian in his own words. So, of course, what are we going to do today? We are going to jump on over to his Amazon page. So let's jump over there and see what is in store. Now, you will find the book listed, of course, on Amazon or wherever books are sold, but you can find it on Amazon, and his name is B. Killebrew, B as in Brian, and Killebrew is spelled K-I-L-L-E-B-R-E-W. So let's scroll on down. It is available as a hardcover as well as a paperback. Hardcover as well as a paperback. And let's read what the description says. It is not often that someone dies and then writes a book. It all started with a bowl of goulash for dinner. Brian Killebrew was a hot-blooded, working 16-year-old all-American boy who was thinking about two things and two things only before he died. Hot girls and hot cars, and yet God talked to him. After a normal day of helping his half-brother in his lawn service, Brian went home, grabbed some goulash, got himself comfortable on the couch, and took a bite. The next thing that happened was he slumped to the left and died right there on the couch. And as he was told, the bowl of goulash never dropped to the floor. Hearing about what happened next will change your life. Brian Killebrew has not talked about what happened until now. This is his story. That is the description. And that is what Brian told me about in my interview with him on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. Now, it was very interesting. It was moving. It was touching. It was inspirational. It was awesome. It was a very awesome story. And I'm so glad that he shared it with the rest of us. Again, not everyone has an opportunity to share their story of something so miraculous that happens to them. And I think everyone who has had a similar story should share it with the world. You never know how you can change the life of someone else for the good. So let's go on down. Again, on Amazon, looking at the product details. Now, the publisher is Writers Branding, LLC. Writers Branding, LLC. It looks like the large print edition is also available. It is written in the English language. The hardcover is 68 pages long, which I appreciate. It's not long, it's not super long where he used 300 pages or something to tell the story. It's less than 100 pages, which means he gets straight to the story. And I think that most of us can appreciate that. In a world where we are so limited on time, but yet we still want to have some of that leisure time to be able to do what we want to do in that moment. Very mindful, and I appreciate him doing that. So the hardcover is 68 pages. It's only 8 ounces, so it's not a very heavy book, and it is the 6x9 size, which means it's smaller than an 8.5x11, which is a sheet of paper. It's smaller than that. It's the 6x9 size. So I do like that as well, because that makes it handy dandy take with you travel size, which is so important. I know that many of us are getting back to getting out into the world and traveling back and forth. And if you are doing that, that means that you can throw this book in your backpack or in your bag, in your carry-on, and be able to take it with you. Now, not all books are in the bestseller rankings. Some books are very high in number, but they still make the rankings. Some books are very low in number, and they still make the rankings. Well, this book, you guys know I don't necessarily give the number of the rankings, simply because perhaps by the time you listen to this, maybe the number has changed. So I do not mention the number, but I do mention the category. And you can find this for best-selling rankings. You can find it in See Top 100 in Books. You can also see it in Drug Dependency Recovery. You can also find it in Alcoholism Recovery. And you can also find it in Spiritual Self-Help Books. So again, you can find it in Spiritual Self-Help Books, Alcoholism Recovery, Drug Dependency Recovery, and See Top 100 in Books. Now, I love the fact that I believe this is the first time that we have had someone that is in a recovery category. So that's pretty awesome. I love it. I love it. Now, he has quite a few reviews. I am not going to read all of them. Let me read just two here. One is a verified purchase from someone named Ben, and he says, "Good read, real life. I know these are real stories from a real guy. Having a father like his is a real challenge, to say the least. This book's true insights is that God is always," and then he capitalizes, "always there for us. His love and mercy is available for all of us, no matter who you are or what your circumstances, even if you are a Tasmanian tour guide." I thought that was really cute. That's nice. I like that one. So let's jump on down to, and let's try this one. This is also a verified purchase. This person's name is James. And it says, "Inspiring and a delightful read. His childhood was romantic and troubling at the same time. His description seemed to be very authentic, and I would recommend this quick read for anyone having doubts." So So what does he actually write? That was just in his title, James's title. But this is what he writes. It says, inspiring and a delight read. His childhood was both romantic and troubling. It is a read that may help those who may have trouble with their father. Very nice. Very nice. So, but there are several other reviews for you to read there. And I love that Amazon makes that available for us. Now, again, I do mention that I had the opportunity to talk to Brian myself on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, my radio program, and he goes very much into as much detail without, of course, giving it all away on the book. And you should definitely check that out. Now, let me give you the ISBN number if you would like to get the hardback. Now, we are talking, and I want to scroll up again to make sure that I'm still on there. Yes. So the ISBN for the hardback is 978-1953-048493. Let's give it again. ISBN 13 for the hardback is 978-1953-048493. Now, if you are looking for the handy-dandy paperback, let's see what the numbers are there. So let's scroll on down. And the ISBN for the paperback is 978-1953-048356. All righty. So let me give that again. 978-1953-048356. So I love the fact that, again, he is given this inspiration to so many people. And I believe that when you have a story to share, when you have something that changes the lives of others, you should definitely share that out with the world. So again, if you would like to hear my interview with Brian in his own words, telling his story, and really get to know him, you can listen quite a few ways. But one way that you can listen is to find Daily Spark with Dr. Angela on your favorite streaming platform. Once you find it, you want to look for episode number 396, episode 396, Brian Killebrew, and I am talking to him about this very book. Now, if you follow me on YouTube, you can also go to my YouTube page, and of course, I'm on YouTube as Dr. Angela Chester, and you can find my interview with him there as well. If you're following the playlist, of course, is listed for Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, and it's still going to be Brian Killebrew, episode 396. So thanks you guys so much for spending some time with me today about this book. But real quickly, before I end it all for the season, let me give a shout out to, coming in the number one spot is the United States of America. Woohoo! Thank you, home country, for being number one. Number two is the Philippines. Thanks, Philippines, for holding it down. Number three is Australia. Australia, I see you. I remember when you used to be number five. You are now number three. Great job, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Number four, my neighbors to the north in Canada. Thank you so much for being number four. And last but certainly not least is the United Kingdom. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and making Modern Living with Dr. Angela a success. I want to say thank you to each and every country that tunes in and is listening from around the world. I pray that your holiday season is amazing, but I also pray that you will stay in great mental health, and you'll do it with a good book. I'll see you again next year, everyone. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.